Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, it's a Victory Tuesday edition of Grandy's Grades here on 95.7 The Game, which is always fun. We begin, as we always do, with the quarterback position, and hard for Brock Purdy to be much better than he was last night in Indy. He goes 25 for 34, 295, 5 touchdowns. The one interception came basically when the game was already over, but because of that one interception, guys, I can't give him an A+, but I give him the next best, NA. He was as close to perfect as you could possibly be.
Dibs and I have not gotten too much into the A+ category, so I will also share that I will give him an A, but I want to make sure, for the record, that does not mean I'm downgrading him from an A+. I'm just giving him an A. I'm not bothered, by the way, when a quarterback turns it over once, sometimes even twice, depending on the turnover. Brock Purdy was absolutely sparkling in this game. The route tree was all over the place, spread the ball around, used his legs, bought time, was totally 100% in control of this football game. Came out onto the field already down by 7. No panic. Couple minutes later, boom, it's 7-7. Couple minutes later, it's 14-7. 5 touchdown passes. What else can you say? That's a clean A.
I'm going to go A- because he got absolutely bailed out by Luke Farrell on the fumble. He coughed it up, and Farrell just happened to be running by. So I'm going to go ahead and collect that. And he did throw a pick, so not a clean, perfect game. So I'm going to have to just give him a slight downgrade and give him an A-.
A minus for wow. 5 touchdowns. Stingy grader man. There, Dibs.
Well, man, getting hit by a humongous defensive lineman and dropping the ball is apparently the quarterback's fault now.
Hang on to the ball.
I got it.
And you know,
while you're throwing it, hang on to the ball.
Well, you got bailed out. So if it wasn't for Farrell, that would have been another turnover, and so that would have been costly.
Okay.
All right, maybe that will be factored into your skill positions group rankings, Dibs, which is what we do next. Wide receivers, running backs, and tight ends. Luke Farrell, who saved the day, a tight end. Jake Tonkin, just also a tight end. He finishes with just 1 catch, but should have been 2, and maybe he has potentially the 2 touchdown catches of the year for the Niners if that one did get called a touchdown yesterday. But George Kittle was awesome despite leaving the game with a mid to low ankle sprain, 7 for 115 and a touchdown. Juwan Jennings has had an amazing second half of the season. That continued last night with a touchdown catch and 71 yards. It was maybe McCaffrey's best game on the ground as well. We're going to talk about the offensive line. That's a big part of it, but he also caught 2 touchdown passes. I can't really think of anything that this group did wrong. I gave skill positions an A+.
Oh, A+. That's rock solid. You had a Kendrick Bourne drop in the second quarter, and then you had the one sail through his hands. I wouldn't really put that one on Bourne. That would have been a very tough catch, but that's about it for the quote-unquote mistakes. And you're right. McCaffrey was awesome. Kittle was explosive, and Sky Moore got to eat. Various Robinsons made plays. I gave him a solid A.
I went A-, and it was only because, like, no, they were fantastic. But it wasn't even just the Kendrick Bourne drop. It was what he said about it. I don't know if you guys caught this comment after the game. He goes, no, I caught that ball, but I just kind of started celebrating a little bit early and so I tossed it away and they called it incomplete. First of all, I didn't agree with him. I'm like, no, dude, the ball hit the ground and it moved a little bit. You did not have control. But that answer, to me, knocks it down a peg. Because it's like, well, then don't do that. What do you mean you were caught it, but you were celebrating, so you dropped the ball? That kind of an answer for me, even though it's playful and fun, I gotta ding them somewhere. But no, the group held onto the ball. They were effective. They were fantastic. So it's a very, very high grade.
Would that have been his first catch of the game, or was it his second or third?
That would have been his first.
So he was probably celebrating hitting his bonus money.
Exactly.
Because one yard was the bonus money.
And that's knocked down a grade worthy. If you're celebrating your financial bonus instead of trying to win the football game, I'm going to knock you down a peg.
Up next is the offensive line. This is maybe the group that I've been most surprised by the last month of the season, and what they did to open up holes for Christian McCaffrey last night was awesome. I mean, McCaffrey averaged 5.6 per carry as a team. The Niners averaged 4.7, and that includes three Mac Jones kneel downs. So the real number was higher than that. And Brock Purdy was kept upright for the most part. He was sacked just once, only hit that one time. A lot of that is Brock and his escapability. That's not all of the offensive line. There were not endless clean pockets. Purdy extended plays and was great at that. But man, hard to find much to be upset about from the offensive line. Again, my biggest surprise of the last month has been that group. I gave them an A. Hard to find anything to be mad about.
I don't know why you wouldn't. Yeah, they're not committing penalties. They're creating time. For as many times as Brock had to use his legs to create more times, there were more times where he sat back there and he could just be like, do I want to go here? Do I want to go here? He had all kinds of time. They were not just good in this game. They've been good for the better part of a month and a half. They have come together at exactly the right time, and it's why the 49ers are winning football games. So they're getting an A from me, too.
Yeah, they just gave up the two pressures and the one where Farrell kind of bailed them out. And other than that, they did something that they haven't done great a lot this year, and that's run the ball. They created a lot of runs. They got to the second level. McCaffrey was averaging almost 6 a carry, which is huge for this team. Playing complementary football, you're going to need to be able to run it more effectively. I gave him an A-.
Over to the defensive side of the football here on Granny's Grades, the front seven, that's the D-line and the linebackers. Of course, there was the D. Winters pick six that kind of was the exclamation point on this Niner win. They win by 21 points because of that one. The front seven did a good job against the run as well. Jonathan Taylor, arguably the best running back this season across the NFL, only averaged 2.9 per carry. His longest carry was just 7 yards as a team. The Colts at that same number, 2.9 per carry, and they put some pressure on Phillip Rivers. Now, once you get pressure on him, it's not that difficult to sack him. They sacked him twice. They hit him a couple more times. In addition to that, it wasn't the most amazing day. I also think the game plan was to stack the box and take away the run, so this was not a straight-up defensive attack against Jonathan Taylor. For that, it wasn't absolutely incredible to me, but it was by far better than bad. It was a B- for me from the front seven.
Yeah, better than bad. I like that. You had one pass batted down by Kalia Davis. He had the two sacks. One of them, Collins, was a 15-yard loss, which helped you flip the field. And unfortunately, Brock threw a pick, but the game was already in hand anyway. Much better job of stopping the run. And even though you brought a bunch of blitzes, you brought linebackers, and you still are not able to really get to the quarterback. And Rivers was able to set up shop, especially in the first half. I didn't love the lack of pressure yet again, so I gave him a solid B.
You guys are being kinder than I am on this one. I went C+, and here's why. One other thing to add to this conversation, the Colts were missing two offensive linemen and immediately lost another one. That's three backup offensive linemen group of five, and the 49ers still with a statuesque quarterback of epic proportions got a total of 4 quarterback hits and 2 sacks. If you can't rush that guy against that line, who can you rush? A lot of the points you guys made, well taken. That's why this is not a D or an F or even a C. It's a C+, but I was underwhelmed by that pass rush big time.
I was underwhelmed by the secondary, and that's where we go next. You're talking about what Phillip Rivers did. I mean, he threw the ball at ease for particularly the first half of this basketball or this football game. 23 for 35, 277 and two touchdowns, the one interception late, but he was picking apart the Niner pass defense. We were talking leading up to this game on Monday and also last week leading into the weekend about how the game plan would be stack the box and force Phillip Rivers to throw the ball downfield, because who knows if he can do that. He did it pretty often. Their deep threat, Alec Pierce, scored two touchdowns, four catches for 86 yards. Josh Downs, kind of more the intermediate underneath guy, had five for 65. Not a ton from the others, but it was enough that makes you concerned about what this pass defense will do against the good quarterbacks and the good receivers. I'm concerned, personally. Secondary gets a D- for me.
Interesting. I'm going to give him a C because I'm going to pull this apart a little bit. I thought Upton Stout was pretty good in this game. I also think that even though Phillip Rivers, we make fun, he's 44, he's old, he's immobile, he's also freaking brilliant. He's Phillip Rivers. He knows how to disguise things. He knows where to go with the ball. But this is going to be my lowest grade of anybody, any group, the entire, you know, everything that we're going to do here. Because, by the way, they also were the owners of the only two penalties on the 49ers. D'Amador Lenore with what was considered a personal foul, and Daryl Luter had a pass interference. I didn't think either one of them needed to be called, but they were. And so they're going to have to wear that. And yeah, receivers are just running open. And so all in all, not a great day for them. I give them a C.
Yeah, too many explosives. And part of it's the pass rush. I know, because you're not putting a lot of heat on them. But there were times the Luter PI, I could see that being called. He kind of just got confused and bobbled into the receiver. And there was a play, D'Amador Lenore turned the wrong way and gave up a big explosive down the sideline. So it's a group that has played better and can play better, and so I gave him a C-.
All right, up next, it's the special teams unit. We begin with Eddie Pinheiro, the kicker who missed his first field goal as a Niner. It was the 64-yarder that just hit off the crossbar and bounced back out. I don't blame him for that. The fact that he was that close, honestly, is a plus. In my mind, he made his other two kicks. The Niners didn't really get beat too bad in any kickoff return situations, and they forced a fumble on a kickoff return by the Colts, which immediately led to a touchdown and gave you the lead in the first quarter. So it was by far a whole lot more good than bad, and A for special teams, and it's amazing how much this unit has turned things around.
Yeah, and even the missed Pinheiro field goal was set up by a Sky Moore 36-yard return, which was one of his best of the night. They had some touchbacks, but late in the game, they would rather just touch it back and let Indianapolis go up against the defense as opposed to give up an explosive. Moore had some good returns. Robinson for 31 had a couple as well. I gave him an A- for special teams.
All right. Yes. Yes. All right. What would Big X the Plug say?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
About the special teams. The largest. Well, that wasn't the drop I thought we were going to put. No, That was an
sorry.
A. Yeah, it's okay. Communication. Granny and I get a C minus. Anyway, A. Special teams. That was, as I said earlier, that was the best missed kick I've ever seen.
Pretty awesome.
Eddie Pinheiro, the whole team is over there. Thank you. They get an A because that was an absolute bomb of a 64-yarder that unfortunately went 63¾ yards. But anyway, Pinheiro outside of that, still perfect. The turnover. Sky Moore continues to grab at least a few extra yards here and there on just about every return. Their coverage has also been great. And Thomas Morstead became a story because he's just standing over
right.
there. He's like, he's become the team's travel secretary, and everyone thinks it's funny. So that's an A.
Yeah.
A
and
for
me. Yeah.
They also don't commit penalties on special teams.
Exactly.
And the Colts had a huge return. They got across the 50, and we had to bring it back with a hold.
Back.
So that needs to be pointed out as well.
Yeah, sorry about that, Willard. Clearly,
that's
when you guys introduced us to the show, it was a day that I was not here.
Lucas. Yeah, you were gone.
That was a Lucas.
A.
Yeah, my bad.
I know it now. And last but not least, it is coaching. You guys talked about this earlier in the show. I thought Shanahan had an awesome day in terms of play calling and all the third down conversions. A lot of that is credit to Purdy and Juwan and the pass catchers, but it's also Kyle Shanahan calling up the right plays in the right moments. And like Brent Jones told you guys last hour, he's having an awesome season from a play calling perspective and, you know, specifically the last month or so of the year. I was confused by his challenge decision and no decision in this game. The challenge that he decided to do, there was no chance that was getting overturned, and I thought he should have challenged the Tonjes touchdown, no touchdown in the second half. Didn't ultimately hurt the Niners because they later scored on McCaffrey's second touchdown of the game. I also think the clock management at the end of the first half could have been a little cleaner. They had more timeouts they did not use, and as a result, it forced a 64-yard field goal, where if it's a 63-yard field goal, you might make it. So definitely a whole lot more good than bad, but a couple of things I was confused by, and A-minus. Coaching was still very good.
Yeah, I'm going to go B-plus, and for a lot of the same reasons. I thought that was a very good advertisement for Kyle Shanahan and his play calling and their readiness. And on Robert Saleh's side, he's going against a Hall of Fame quarterback. So it's difficult to sort of put his defense in the right position. But you notice how much better it was in the second half than the first. That always says good coaching. For me, though, I only knock it down from an A because Kyle Shanahan has now, he's starting to get the reputation. I don't love his red hanky decisions. They're just not great. When he threw the red hanky, I knew damn well that thing was not going to be overturned. We can go all the way back to Philadelphia 2 years ago in the playoffs when he didn't throw the red hanky. He didn't throw the red hanky on Jake Tonjes. No big deal, but probably coulda, shoulda. I just think he's a little too indecisive and not great with red hanky decisions, so that's why I knocked him down to B+.
Yeah, I'm at the same level, and for the same reasons you guys are laying out, the challenge was silly, the non-challenge at that spot, go ahead and challenge it. You're not going to need the timeouts. Give Tonjes the TD while you're at it, because turns out I think he did catch it. I don't know if it would have been overturned. That was a tough one, but I would like to see him try, and I'm with Grandy on the end-of-half clock management. He wound up having two timeouts to take with him, and he could have, I think, massaged that a little bit more and a little bit earlier. That way you would have had more time. I gave him a B+.
That's Grandy's grades. A lot of good grades, particularly on the offensive side of the football last
night. Grandy's grades. Yeah. Thanks, Lucas. Lucas liked it. We'll do that again next Tuesday. We'll be here Monday and Tuesday.
Yep, we will be.
Right? Niners are playing. We're going to be here.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.